With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Grant and Danny, or if you're Goose Allen, Grant and Dave.
Hello, Grant and Dave.
Or if you're Brian Peck, Kurt and Royce. Welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. Jason Garrett knows that his Cowboys are in some trouble. They were steamrolling toward the postseason at one point this year. Ezekiel Elliott's suspension kicked in. And they have not been the same over the last 3 weeks. Here is one misconception about Dallas, though. That they have been unable to run the ball without Ezekiel Elliott. That is not correct. They're actually running it pretty well. They had 77 rushing yards on 18 attempts from Rod Smith and Alfred Morris this past week. Smith averaged over 4.5 per carry. Morris averaged 4 per run. If you go back a week before that against the Eagles, similarly, they were able to run the ball. Alfred Morris went for 91 yards. Rod Smith went for 11. They rushed for over 100 as a team. I think what you're seeing is teams are actually letting them run the ball. We'll give you 4 at a time in the on the ground.
Because we know that Morris isn't going to do that 17, 18-yard
exactly.
Kind of big burst play.
Because he's going to get 5 or 6, where Ezekiel Elliott used to get 22 or 23. And teams are not allowing you to make plays in the passing game, where Dez Bryant isn't fast enough to get separation, and Jason Witten isn't stretching the seam like he used to. But Jason Garrett talked about the fact that their running game has actually not been bad. He wants more out of it, though.
Well, certainly we want more from it. We have actually run the ball fairly efficiently. We've had a few explosive runs as well. You'd obviously like the average to be better, and you'd like to have more explosiveness, and you'd like to be able to have the running game control the game maybe a little bit more than it has. We've had some limited snaps, particularly in the second half of the game. So I think that impacts, you know, the overall numbers on it. But Alfred's run the ball well. He's done a nice job getting north and south and making some efficient runs for us, and when given opportunities, has made some explosive plays.
Jason Garrett, who suddenly finds himself back on the hot seat. Seems like any time the Cowboys are playing poorly, he's on the hot seat. When they're playing well, he's the coach of the year. It's very weird back and forth with that fan base and the national media on Garrett. Prescott, though, is the biggest story. First game without Ezekiel Elliott, he threw for 176 yards without a touchdown. Second game without Elliott, he threw for 145 yards. He was intercepted 3 times. This past week, he threw for 179 yards, no touchdowns, and 2 picks. So he has not thrown a touchdown, and he's been intercepted 5 times since the suspension began for the guy that makes that offense work. Here's Garrett on Prescott.
I think for the most part, he's done an excellent job of that in his career. You know, these last few weeks, there have been a couple decisions that he's made that have been uncharacteristic of him. And again, probably a little bit of trying to do too much. You know, when we haven't had some success on offense, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the play. And again, that's his strength. His mental toughness is rare. It's unique. His poise and composure are rare and unique. He's demonstrated that over the first, you know, year and a half that he's been a starter in the National Football League. But again, you know, I think at times when things haven't gone well, you know, some decisions he's made have maybe been a tick aggressive, and they have hurt him and hurt our football team.
It's been a revealing few weeks.
I'd say it has been. I mean, you look at, again, I try to do this as fairly and equitably as I can when we start evaluating things and figuring out why and context and whatever else. So Dak Prescott was unfairly anointed last year. So the expectation is, okay, no Zeke, he'll carry them. Well,
he's a little bit, one of the 8 best quarterbacks in the league,
yeah,
apparently.
It's a little bit silly. So we need to calm the hyperbole down when a guy walks into the best situation. Possible, by the way. The surrounding weapons got old in a hurry. Dez Bryant, who is still fine, is an NFL wide receiver and is a number one on probably, I don't know, I'd say 12 teams at this point.
You just don't see him running behind people anymore, though.
I mean, last year, Grant, 16 yards a catch. This year, 10.9.
Yep.
It's all there. The evidence is right there in front of you. Now, part of that is availability, targets. He's over 100 targets with just over 50 catches.
Well, he has never, I looked this up last night, he's never averaged less than 12.5 yards per carry. I think that was his rookie year, by the way, when he caught, you know, like 40 balls or something.
Yeah, 12 and a half that year.
Since then, it's been mostly way above that.
Yeah.
This year, he's under 11 yards per catch.
So the weapons surrounding Dak Prescott, Jason Witten has no more miss to his game. He's still good. He's still veteran. He's still savvy. He's pushing off a bunch of times.
How was it a thing that he was getting run as the Tennessee Volunteers head coach? Did you see that? Like, there was a big story yesterday.
Was it really?
Jason Witten will not leave the NFL to coach at Tennessee. Like, is that something that needed to be reported? Is that a thing that I missed?
What an odd thing, by the way. I did miss that. If that was reported out there.
Is there any history of a guy just leaving a locker room and walking immediately into a college office to be a head coach who's never done anything but play before?
Yeah, that is weird.
I must have missed the first half of that story, Dar.
Was there
that
something
was just
to that?
Clay Travis speculating.
I didn't get that.
Again, 2017. A lot of things happening I don't understand. But then you go around and you go, Terrence Williams is fine. He's an adequate third receiver on a lot of offenses. But again, there's nothing special now in terms of weapons. So when we talk about production and we talk about certain guys, I'm not going to say Dak Prescott's terrible now. It's the same thing that would happen to Ben Roethlisberger if he lost Antonio Brown. The same thing would happen to Matt Ryan if he lost Julio Jones. They've lost what makes them great. They've lost the thing that makes them really good. They lost the thing that makes it easier for everybody else. And then when you lose those guys, you're asked to do more, and you see what happens. With the Redskins, that manifested itself in 2,000-yard receivers gone. Okay, Ryan Grant, Josh Doctson, Terrell Pryor, you guys step up. Well, they can't, because more on their plate doesn't equal success. That's the case here with Dallas. The rest of their weaponry is really pedestrian at this point.
Agreed. And when you don't have that around you, but you also don't have the safety valve that makes you look real good.
Yep.
It's time to make some big boy plays. It's hard. And it's particularly hard, by the way, when it just happens in the middle of the season. If you had an entire offseason to prepare, you're going to be much more equipped to do that. But now, all of a sudden, you've played one way for a year and a half, and you got to play another way. And, well, don't try to do too much. Don't try to be a hero, but make the plays to help us win. That's a really difficult thing to ask. But he is not as bad as he's looked the last 3 weeks. There's just no way.
I think they're going to design some more stuff with him to make plays with his feet against the Redskins.
They should.
I think they're going to do some more bootleg stuff. To me, that's what I'm worried about, is him in
space. They bootleg the Redskins to death.
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
The Redskins have never been able to stop him in the boot game. Getting him outside the pocket would be a success. Jay Gruden was asked about, by the way, the Cowboys' last 3 weeks. And you know, the theme is obviously that you don't have to play Ezekiel Elliott, so you can't possibly lose to this team. And he was trying to slow people's roll.
Well, he's a great player, Pro Bowler, obviously, so, you know, I'm sure it has a little bit to do with it, but, you know, they've had some issues. You know, when you lose a game, you can't finger point the offensive side of the ball. They've had some other issues, team game, and teams have played well that they played. You know, San Diego played really good football. They protected the quarterback well, and Phillip Rivers was on point. So sometimes the other team just plays a little bit better than you on that given day, and that's kind of what happened.
Here's the lay of the land in the 11 o'clock hour. Albert Breer. Coming up at the top in about 5 minutes. We're going to go around the NFL with him, get the latest on the Redskins and Kirk Cousins. Want to get his take on the Ian Rappaport report. That's his former colleague, saying that the Redskins won't use a transition tag on Cousins and would only use the franchise tag. I want to see if that makes any sense to Bert. At 11:18, we're going to get into college football. Crazy weekend, and now leaves the playoff rankings that are going to be released tonight in shambles. What four teams should get in, and should Alabama be one of them? We'll do that next hour as well. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.